Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La Bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies up.
And pies up.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
If you like this show, tell a friend. If you don't like it, my name is Heathcliff.
Garfield, I'll be in the tub.
Oh, nothing like a nice hot bathtub full of...
Why are there noodles in my bathtub? This is chicken broth.
You better have a darn good excuse for ruining my soup.
Garfield! Make soup in my bathtub, will you? Hey, don't do that! My cat stole my towel. I'm sorry, Oh, gee.
That's what you get for bathing in my gumbo.
I'll tend to you after I drain the bathtub and take a shower.
Boy, so much for creative cooking around this house.
Your chicken soup isn't draining, Garfield. I'm going to have to call a plumber.
Is it my fault your pipes don't like deli food?
Can I come in and watch you work, Mr. Swindler?
No. Mr. Arbuckle, you can't watch a great artist when he's creating.
But you're a plumber.
Well, it's an art to me.
Gee, sounds like he's really working hard in there.
Boy, things you gotta do to make a buck these days.
Mr. Swindler, what's going on in there?
Almost done, Mr. Arbinkle. Here's the problem, Mr. Arbinkle. You had a matzo ball in your lint trap.
That's outrageous.
You think that's outrageous? Wait till you see the bill.
Here comes John's motorboat impression. Sounds like he's thrown a piston.
Thanks, Mr. Arbuckle.
The outboard's running out of gas. Come on, we'll split a cupcake.
Huh?
Sure. You can have the paper part.
Now remember, if you need anything fixed around this joint, just ask for me, L.G. Swindler.
I will. Oh, no. I locked myself out. I'll ring the bell.
Has that guy been on the show before, Oldster?
Uh-huh.
I thought so. I never forget a nose the size of a zeppelin. I think there's a rooster at the door or something.
This is awful. I need an electrician.
Swindler Electrical. You need any work done, like, say, a doorbell fixed?
Why, yes. I do need a doorbell fixed. You're hired.
Fine. I'll start on the roof.
The roof? Why do you have to go on the roof to fix my doorbell?
Gee, Mr. Arbor Day, if I knew the answer to that, I could save the doorbell industry millions. It sounds like that engine needs to have its points ground. Well, see you any minute now.
I'm glad that's over.
All right, you can nap with me. Come on in. Now, don't wake me up.
Oh.
I hope that wasn't you.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, no! My roof is leaking. I need a roofer.
Swindler Roofing Service. You have a bad leak there, Mr. Arbuthnot.
It isn't even raining outside.
Whoa, that's a real bad leak. But I can fix it for a price.
Fix it. Fix this. Fix that. Pay for this. Pay for that. Why, for 2 cents, I'd sell this house.
It's a deal. Good afternoon, Mr. Arbuthnot. L.G. Swindler of Swindler Realty. I have a deed all drawn up, notarized by the Swindler Escrow Company.
But
get out of my house! And stay out!
Well, now, that wasn't a very good idea, was it? Well, looks like it's up to me, as usual.
Garfield, where are you going?
Next door. Borrow a cup of flour.
There he is. I should call the police, or a lawyer, or someone.
Relax. Just dump the flour on the cat and stand back. Okay, put me inside. I've got a house to haunt.
There is only one explanation possible for it all, Sir Edward. These people have seen a ghost. This house is haunted.
Hey, who changed the channel? What cheap wiring. I think I overpaid for this dump.
Ooh. Ooh.
What's that?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a ghost cat. How did you get in here so fast? That ghost will follow me forever. Haunting and eating. Haunting and eating.
Ooh.
I think maybe 3 more of these and he should be ready to sell.
Ooh.
Yeah! 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 Help! Help! Mr. Arbuthnot, you've got to take this house back. Give me my 2 cents back and it's yours.
What about all that other money I paid you?
Here. Here's all of it. It's yours and more. Just take the deed back.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Yeah! Ghost, ghost, help, help!
Garfield, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, just brilliance mixed with a dash of sneakiness.
Well, it looks like we've seen the last of Mr. Swindler.
I understand you have a ghost. Swindler Ghost Chasers, that's your service. It's getting tougher and tougher to make an honest buck these days.
Odie looks like he's dreaming about chasing something. Let's see if he catches it. Yep. Caught the heat register.
This year is the best tomato crop we've ever had. I just have to make sure no one steals any. Like my brothers. Hi, Roy. What you building?
Boxes over there.
Little Jim Interplanetary Rocket Ship. Be the first kid on your block to fly to Saturn?
I didn't know it had to be assembled. Insert flange assembly 7B into blue wing housing 91. Affix with a quarter turn of mid-sized locking bolts. I hate this.
Well, good luck.
Maybe this is the subatomic hyperspace rudder power supply.
I hope Roy gets his rocket built before it's officially an antique.
Orson, I got it a letter. Do you hear? I got it a letter.
Well, why the panic, Wade? You may have already won $10 million.
Oh, please, just not with a craven duck. Open it and tell me the awful, terrible news that lies within. I'll be in here, hiding.
Well, let's see. Dear Wade.
Wade, this isn't bad news.
Oh, it must be.
No, it says your cousin Newton is coming to see if we have a job for him.
Well, that's bad news, all right.
Wade, come out of there.
I won't come out.
No, I will not.
I will not.
Yow! Tap outer housing lightly with ball peen hammer.
Wade, are you all right?
Roger, Houston. All systems are go.
Insert steering column 7F and affix with locking ring W and two sticks of spearmint-flavored chewing gum.
You don't understand, Orson. My cousin Newton has the worst memory in the world.
A bad memory isn't dangerous.
Newton's is, you'll see.
We could use another body here to help guard the tomato crop.
Don't ask Newton to do it. If you ask him, you'll be very sorry. You'll...
Bye now.
Hello, I'm...
Wade's cousin Newton?
That's right. Who are you?
I'm Wade's friend, Orson. Welcome to the farm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. This is nice. It's pretty here. It's very farmy. It has this kind of...
While holding rear cargo flap in your left hand, place left threaded microwave cylinder block between light green digital uprights. There's got to be an easier way to get to Saturn than this.
Everybody seems to be busy here. My chance to get my mitts on that tomato crop.
Keeping elbows perpendicular, remove outer wire fuselage and replace with that long thingamajigger that looks like a banana. Now they're getting technical on me.
We can put you to work guarding the tomatoes, Newton.
Fine. By the way, you didn't tell me your name.
It's Orson. Orson Pig.
Nice to meet you, Orson. My name is...
Newton. Newton Duck.
Nice to meet you, Newton Duck.
No, I'm not Newton Duck.
You said you were.
No, you're Newton Duck. And you should just stand here and guard the tomatoes. You got that?
Gotcha.
Fine, I'll be back later. What are you doing?
Following you.
No, you're not supposed to follow me.
Of course not. I don't even know your name.
You really do have a bad memory.
I know. I'm in the club for people who have bad memories.
What's the name of the club?
I don't remember.
How often does it meet?
I forgot.
Where are the meetings held?
Beat me.
Why don't you just quit?
I can't. I'm the president. By the way, what was your name again?
Orson Pig. My name is Orson Pig, and I am hiring you to guard the tomatoes. Now stand right here and don't let anybody in.
I've got it.
These are very simple concepts.
Nice guy, but I forget his name. Oh, well.
A tomato feast.
It's okay, Wade. You can come out.
Is my cousin gone?
No, I put him to work.
Ooh, that is a large economy-sized mistake.
Well, I don't think so. Newton will do a good job.
Who's Newton?
Newton is Wade's cousin.
Wade? Who's Wade? And what was your name again?
What are you doing here? I told you to guard the tomatoes.
I never met you before in my life ever.
Forget it. Just forget it. Wade, come with me.
Must I?
We gotta guard the tomatoes.
Gee. I wonder who those two guys were.
Oh, no! My brother Gord has already gotten to our tomatoes. Sound the alarm!
Right away! Help! Help! Fat hog stealing tomatoes! Help! May Day! June Day! Maybe even half past September Day!
Not that alarm. This alarm.
Ooh, I've been found out!
Gord, you're not leaving here with our tomatoes.
Caution, do not press large red button until ready to launch yourself into outer space. Well, that's good advice.
Help, large pig dining on tomatoes. You say tomatoes, I say tomatoes.
Uh-oh, sounds like brother trouble. You there.
Me where?
Guard this rocket and don't let anybody near it. And especially, don't let anyone press the large red button. Got that?
Got that.
I gotta hide these tomatoes, tomatoes. Just forget you saw me put those in there.
Put what in where?
Perfect.
Gee, I was supposed to do something here, but I can't remember what it was.
My brother stole half our tomato crop.
What a thing to happen just when I was about to go to Saturn.
We have to find him.
Once we find him, what are we gonna do?
I think we're gonna run.
Excellent plan.
I'm gonna flatten you two.
What was it I was supposed to do here? I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, well, couldn't have been very important. Gee, I wonder what happens when you press this large red button.
We are doomed! We are doomed!
Gort, couldn't we discuss this?
What's to discuss? I'm gonna flatten you guys and take all the tomatoes!
Tomatoes. My rocket!
We'll dump my brother back home before he knows what happened.
I'll be leaving. I messed everything up as usual.
You don't have to leave, cousin. Things didn't turn out too badly.
You mean I can stay?
If you'd like. You're welcome here as long as you like.
That's wonderful. You're so nice to me. Could I ask you guys a question? Who are you?
In the year 1876, U.S. scientist Alexander Graham Bell successfully built and tested the first telephone. Few people, however, know the reason why he invented the telephone.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It was so that he could order pizza for his cat.
I'd like a large pepperoni with mushrooms, onions, and extra cheese. Oh, right. And no anchovies.
In the year 1879, Thomas Alva Edison invented the light bulb. This was so his cat wouldn't have to watch TV in the dark. Even as far back as 1751, Benjamin Franklin looked to a cat for inspiration on a new kind of cooking device.
Let me see, what shape can I make this? I've got it. I'll make it a pot-bellied stove.
Ah, go fly a kite, Franklin. If he'd invented the microwave oven instead, he could have done it in 90 seconds. All the great inventions in history have come about because of cats. And perhaps the greatest invention of all was the work of this cat, Cicero. It was in the year 11 and a half that this handsome feline changed the course of history. Cicero lived with a young architect named Jonah. Now, Jonah's problem was that he couldn't take architecture seriously. For example, when they built the great Colosseum of Rome, Jonah spent 6 weeks trying to convince him to put in hot dog stands and a guy in a chicken costume. Jonah's heart just wasn't in architecture. While the others sat all week drawing up plans for new Roman buildings, Jonah pursued his own kind of artistry. Cartooning. One day, one of the emperor's centurions came around.
You are the one called Jonah. His Majesty sent me to fetch the plans for the aqueduct.
Plans? Aqueduct? They are not quite through yet. My dog ate them? No. If I could have just a little more time...
Citizen, you are in big trouble.
So what? They cannot throw me in the dungeon for drawing cartoons.
Tell me again how they cannot throw you in the dungeon?
They cannot keep me here like this.
That's what I said.
Good luck. See you sometime after the Byzantine era. But the magnificent cat knew that he had to get his master out of the Roman slammer, for without his master... the cat had no one to feed him. Not now, odious Maximus. I'm attempting to think. The key to rescuing Jonah lies in my reaching the emperor. Let me see what time it is. It is V past XI. His Majesty will be enjoying his dinner repast. Come, odious Maximus. You can aid me in getting in to see him. Let us grab the next barge. Soon they were on their way to the emperor's palace. I do not mind rowing so much. The hard part is having exact change. The emperor, Voracious the Great, dwelled in regal splendor.
You call this roast leg of griffin? By Jove, one would think that I, the most powerful man in the known world, could get a decent meal. How long has it been since I sent that Marco Polo chap out for Chinese food?
17 years, Your Majesty.
I wish there was some place to get Chinese food closer than China.
His rantings were interrupted, however. In the North Tower, a guard noticed an intruder, the furry kind, and he sounded the alert.
An alert! We are under attack! Centurions, after them!
Uh-oh, they're playing our song. This way, in a hurry. So what if you're not a horse? I'm not Ben-Hur either. Move! And don't stop till we reach Mesopotamia.
The food here stinks. Send in my royal chefs.
But sire, you fed them all to the lions.
So I did. Everyone is eating well around here except me.
Faster! Faster!
What is that commotion in my hallways? I command you to halt!
The cat knew he was in a lot of trouble, but he also knew how much the emperor craved a good meal.
What are you trying to tell me, cat? That you know of a great chef?
Correctamundo, sire.
Cat, I will try this chef. But if the meal he prepares is not the best I have ever tasted, it will all be thrown to the lions.
The cat had him fetch Jonah from the emperor's prison. They were placed in the royal kitchen, and there Jonah was given his order.
But I do not know the first thing about cooking. I'm a cartoonist.
Leave it to me. You just cook what I tell you. The cat had an idea. Tomatoes, pasta, ricotta cheese. He reasoned emperors are a lot like cats. They're fat and lazy, and they like to be waited on. He figured what he liked, the emperor would like. So he picked out all his favorite foods and had Jonah combine them. They cooked them and then served them to his majesty.
This had better be good. This is the greatest thing I have ever eaten.
The meal was a complete success, and the emperor would appoint Jonah as chief food preparer with ample time on the side to draw his cartoons.
Oh, sensational. What do you call it?
Well, it is a combination of foods. A lasagna, I suppose.
Lasagna is Latin for a stew pot of mixed foods. Today we simply call it lasagna. And so ends our tale of the greatest invention of them all. Hey, isn't that a lot more important than some old electric light?